The spirit realm is deep. Men become by reason of their ascensions in the spirit. There are things locked up in your womb that will never open up except as you gain height. Because when you look upon the light of heaven, you begin to see your eternal dimensions. It is in him that you can find yourself. Because as he is, so are we. We were designed to mirror him. And so all of the deep dimensions of God are locked in the spirit. He said we have all these blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so God began to speak to me when you were worshiping. See, people who carry God, when you find them, honor them, they can unlock things in you that may take eternity for you to finish unraveling. You have now set me on a course. You know what God told me? He told me about the 7 eternal dimensions of man. What will make man walk in his full element in the order of the Christ. And he said the first is the force of life. It dawned on me for the first time that there's a river of life locked in my inside. You know, I've preached it, I've quoted it. How can something die in me if there's a river of life in me? That means we may need to study the operations of the life within all our time here, and we will not exhaust it. And it's not just a river, many rivers. If we tap into those rivers, nothing in us will die. And I believe that the church that will find immortality, we understand something about the life that is locked on the inside. And the day we know it, men will live forever. You know, there are some men walking on earth who have not died. And there are some men who have defied the limitations of death that has affected man on account of the fall. And we have read of some of them. The hermits. Those are fathers that discovered something in intimacy that kept them alive. They couldn't die. Even in the early church, the story was told about John. They tried everything to kill him. They couldn't kill him. He found something about life that was not written in the chronicles. Those ones are captured in the heavens. That's why when the voice of the 7 thunders spoke, he wanted to write. He said, no, don't write it. There are certain things that men will have to come to Zion to find it. They are deeper than doctrine. They are born in intimacy. And we heard from church history that they threw him into boiling oil. He couldn't die. They tied him to a chariot, drew him around the city. He couldn't die. So they cast him to an island called Patmos. Patmos means death. The island of death. Even in the island of death, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. He has overcome death. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. He had taught something about life that death couldn't defile him. So in those days, the early fathers called him John the Divine. They are forces. See, man is a mystery. When the psalmist said, what is man? Because the highest expression of God's creative enterprise was demonstrated in man. There's so much to find. And when you were worshiping, God began to open. You know, these things are scrolls. You have to wait so that the word of the Lord can come to you. 7 things about the eternal dimensions of man. The force of life within. It told me about authority over devils. The power that we have to rule in the demonic realm. We have not known it. A day will come when a generation will discover the authority of the believer. And when we walk in the fullness of that authority, if you come to a territory, every demon will flee. You will not need to say, in the name of Jesus. Because the idea is not to say, in the name of Jesus. The idea is to come in the name of the Lord. Because when you show up, you become an embodiment of the government of heaven. But you see, we have not understood it. That's why even when we say, in the name of Jesus, nothing happens. When you understand your authority and you show up, the devil will not just flee. Everything the devil is doing will stop. And so the bondage of corruption will be rolled away because of your presence. Hope you know that even creation is in bondage because of the bondage of corruption. There is a dimension of authority you will carry that when you come to a place, even the grass will find liberty. I heard of a man who went to a dry land to wait upon the Lord. And while he was there, in 6 hours of prayer, all the grasses grew up and taller than him. So the force that made that land barren shifted because a man was touching powers in the heavens. Those are dimensions. So do you know why when Paul was writing in the book of Ephesians? You opened some things, but we will study, we will journey. Thank you for putting us on a path. depart. God told me about the womb that birth nations. The womb. We are supposed to be custodians and parents of nations. Because what it began with Abraham is supposed to be the heritage of every believer. Everyone seated here is supposed to have capacity enough to birth a nation. But you see, there is something about the womb that you will find only when you understand priesthood. Because it's as soon as Zion travails that she brings forth children. And those children are nations. Nations. So, is it possible that you will go to heaven with nations locked on your inside? So, you begin as a believer. You become a city. And then you become a nation. And then you become the father of nations. So, there are levels of transformation in the spirit that brings you to a place where you become actually one who bets nations. Those are dimensions locked in man that he will find when he gets into Christ. This thing is not a religion. It's a deep journey in the spirit. I sat here. The Holy Ghost was just downloading. That's why when you touched me that it was time, I say, is it 35 minutes already? I went somewhere. Where men are taught in the school of light. Chronicles that are eternal. They are deeper than the things you read in the classroom. They are dictated into your spirit by the tongue of fire. The same way the law was written, that's how it will be crested upon the tablets of your heart. And it will eat up your soul until you become that which was spoken. Let it flow, let it flow. If you ask me, would have worshipped throughout the night and gone home. So that a man won't preach. Let the Holy Ghost himself preach tonight. So that he can talk into your heart. Because when he talks into your heart, the tablets of your heart becomes the oracle of God. And so when you stand, you reflect the glory of the Father. The glory. They won't see you anymore. Because we all with open faces, beholding us in the glass, the glory of the Lord, we are metamorphosed. We are transfigured into that glory. That's when the Holy Ghost becomes the teacher. Because he doesn't give you information. He breathes the breath of life over you. And when he breathes upon you, a point comes, you become like an immortal. You stand on earth and your head is in the spirit. Because when you talk, your voice will be in the similitude of the likeness of the oracles of God. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow.
So let it flow right here.
Let it flow, let it flow.
Let it flow, let it flow.
Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow.
So let it flow right here, right now.
The third thing God showed me while he was ministering is the protocol of the transfiguration of man. He said it begins from mortification. Where the flesh, the power of the flesh is mortified. So you live above sin. Then it goes into quickening. Where your body begins to function actually as the temple of the Holy Ghost. Because God can move through this body. This is your body. The way the anointing moves and you feel it. A time will come when it will become like your natural operations. And you can activate it by faith anytime, any day. That is the conduit through which the life within you can flow. When you master how to make the body the temple of the Holy Ghost. You have mortified the flesh. You know, Romans 8:13 speaks about mortifying the flesh. Romans 8:11 talks about the quickening of the body. So the flesh is mortified. The mortal body is quickened. When the mortal body is quickened, then you go into transformation where the mind is renewed. And then you proceed into transfiguration. In transfiguration, the glory show up on your body. The way Moses came down from Sinai and his face began to shine. And after glorification, then you enter into the fullness of immortality. Where you are not just living forever, but you live without corruption. That's the realm Jesus operated in. And it's a dimension for man. You see what? We don't need to waste our time in church doing things that are secular. There are things that our generation needs to touch. The fathers have tried, but the mileage we need to cover is still much. Imagine if a man understands the technology of transfiguration. How can cancer live here? You can change the molecular structure. That means you can enter your room. You know what to do in prayer. and the cancerous cells can change. It's a technology. You can alter molecular structures and places where cancer has afflicted will change. Not because you receive healing, but because you know a technology in the corridor of the transfiguration of man. Why do you think people like Jesus were never sick? You can't touch. Every cell is transfigured. That's the goal of his priesthood. He said, as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. His raiment, even the cloth he wore, began to shine. Because the weight and the effulgence of the glory was so much that the material, the fabric too, began to be transfigured. And we are here fighting one another when there is so much to learn in the spirit. The church has been on earth for more than 2,000 years. We are still infants. The things of the spirit, we have not learned it. And there are men who cannot host these dimensions. All we have is organized service. It's a body. There's a journey in the spirit. Make up your mind to serve God and to seek him. The Bible said, they that journey to the deep, they are the ones that see the wonders of God. There are wonders made available for humanity. But where are those who can journey? The journeys of the spirit. That you can walk with Elohim in the secret parts of the spirit. That's where David found. He found him so deep that he said, even in the presence of my enemies, my cup runs over. If I stand here, you may think I'm here. I'm in the spirit. That's what Elijah found. He said, he's standing in the presence of God while he was in the palace. That means when men walk, they carry dimensions with them. They carry heaven with them. They carry the places that they have visited in Christ. It follows them as a covering. When he said the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth in. They are the realms of Christ that men carry with them. See the weight that one man brought into a service. He changed my message all of a sudden. Because that realm is a government. It will change everything that is lower than it in ranking in the spirit. So you can't be talking restoration when there are realms of transfiguration. When there are realms of glorification. So he brought us to a higher plane by singing a song. He didn't teach. He just worshipped. But that worship, because of his intimacy with God, it became a gangway to Zion. And as you follow him, you will discover that you have ascended to the high quarters of the spirit where immortals converge. Your service moves from a building. It becomes an enclave of spirit beings. This is church, brothers and sisters. And this is the new era. That is why it has become a church without war. The glory is not the size of the auditorium. It's the height where we converge. Witches don't have building, but they meet in deep places in the spirit. And for you to even attend their meeting, you must understand the technology of removing this garment. This is what Paul spoke about. He said, I groan in the spirit that I might be clothed with the heavenly tabernacle. So Paul knew there was a technology through priesthood to remove this garment and wear the celestial dimension. Why you are yet on earth, not when the rapture takes place. Who taught him those realms? This is why a generation must cry. Because we have heritages in the spirit that we have not scratched. There are dimensions in Christ that we have not touched. Our arrogance have kept us in time and we think we have arrived. So when a spirit that is immortal whispers to you, you will discover that your age is a waste because you have not touched the things that are immortal.
Thank you for watching this video. We trust you have been tremendously blessed. To get more messages by Apostle Michael Oroho, kindly join our Telegram channel by following the link on your screen. Your life will never remain the same. God bless you.